The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
In Drasha Zion discusses the Machlekes of Eliezer and the Chacham, and the famous Machlekes of Tanur Shel Achnoi, that Rabbi Eliezer had paskin tahor, and other chachamim paskin tamei, and Rabbi Eliezer brought obviously different proofs to his opinion until a baskel came out supporting Rabbi Eliezer. Nonetheless, the roiv, we went with the roiv and followed the other chachamim who had paskin not like Rabbi Eliezer. And the Ran points out that clearly Rabbi Eliezer was more correct. Obviously, the baskel came out in favor of him. Clearly, the lashon of the Ran was, that even though Rabbi Eliezer was clearly more correct, the emes was greater in his favor, still we went like the other chachamim. And that obviously needs clarification. Parenthetically, it's an interesting thing, if we contrast it to the Gemara in Eruvin, which talks about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that the Gemara says that the baskel came out in favor of Beis Hillel, and the Zashal and the Rishonim, why we need the baskel. So the Gemara mentions that Beis Shammai were machadet tvei, Beis Shammai were smarter, and that would have been a reason why we needed the baskel. However, this point is really a machlekes. La halacha is a machlekes as far as the Ramban and other Rishonim understand that the maskanas of sugya is that really roiv and machadet tvei roiv and the one that's sharper, that's smarter, are really equal. And the baskel tipped the scales in favor of Beis Hillel. The Rambam, on the other hand, is mavur that really roiv is always greater. Rabbi Chanan in Kuntras Divrei Seferim brings out this point, and there's a machlekes, a halacha that comes out of that grows out of this machlekes, which is in Hilchas Yom Kippurim, when we have a machlekes when it comes to a shaila of pikuach nefesh on Yom Kippur, and we have a machlekes amongst the doctors, and we have the rave of the doctors say he's okay, does not need to eat, and you have one doctor who's perhaps smarter, a greater doctor, who says that he does need to eat. So now the question is, what are we going to do? So if the idea is rave is actually better than machadeti, so we're going to go with the rave, and even to say not to eat. But if they're really equal, just that by Beis Shammai Beis Hillel we had a baskel to tell you which way to go, then we would say that they're really equal. When we have the machlokes doctors, it's going to be a safek pikuach nefesh, and obviously we'll tell them to eat. And someone once said over an incident where a person needed a transplant of a certain valve in the heart, and there was actually a machlokes the doctors which type of valve to use. And on one side was the rave, and the other side was the doctor who was greater than the others. And the question was presented to Rabbi Yoshev, and he paskined that we go with the Shitas Ramban Lahalacha, that it's really equal. And being that we don't have Achra, the patient could make his own decision. As opposed to according to the Rambam, the rave would override the greater one who's Machadet Yitzvei. That being the case, it becomes a little bit difficult to understand by Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, where we have a Mishnah in Ovis that tells us that in you call Chachamim on one side of the scale, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkis on the other side of the scale, he would be Machrias Kulam, that clearly he was greater than all the other Chachamim, even together. So he was Machadet Yitzvei, and he had the Baskol in his favor, and still we paskin not like him. And that's something which is difficult to understand. Taisus and Yevamis on Daf Yedalah does seem to raise this point. Exactly how to differentiate, I'm not 100% clear how he is resolving it, but he does touch on this. Now, a similar question could be raised when it comes to a Beis Din, and you have the Gadol of the Dayanim says one way, and the other two say the other way. Again, we have a Machadet Yitzvei and a Roiv, and we know that we go with Roiv, and obviously we're going with the Roiv, we're Machir with the Roiv, even Keneged, the greater of the three. The Machadet Yitzvei, there also we go with the Roiv. It also needs to be explained exactly how to differentiate between that and Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Going back to our initial discussion regarding Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, that although Rabbi Eliezer was, in this case, was clearly more emes, as the Ran said, still we went with the other Chachamim. So the understanding being that way that the Hachra of Torah is based on the strength, the power, the amount of that side of Torah is present in the world, that's what's kaveya the halacha. In other words, let's say using this example, where the Roiv were of the opinion of a certain way in that specific example of that machlekes, they were in the opinion that that type of taner was tamei. So being that the Roiv understand the tzad and Torah of Tumah, that it's tamei, that tzad is now has a stronger presence in our world, and therefore is kaveya halacha. And although perhaps in reality in Shemayim the other tzad is more correct, but being that this tzad has a greater presence in our world, that will be the kaveya of halacha. Perhaps a similar idea would be, we find Rav Moshe in a tshuva in Or Chaim, I believe it's Siman Mem, says that, or he has a tzad at least, that minug is very strong, and minug could help even for a das yachid. That if we have a minug like a das yachid, that will be the halacha over the roiv that's connected to das yachid. Perhaps it's a similar idea to what we're seeing over here by Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, by roiv, that the minug means that tzad in Torah not only is understood by the roiv, but actually has a reality in ma'isa. In other words, the people are acting based on that tzad. That gives that tzad of Torah a greater presence, and that will actually turn into halacha, even though it only has das yachid, but that yachid has now established its position through the minug, through how people are acting, and that gives it the strength of presence to be kaveh halacha, even keneged the roiv. There's a Yerushalmi at the end of Yevamos that says that that discussing using by chalitza a minol or a sandal, and Yerushalmi says that even if Eliyahu Hanavi would come and say not to use, I believe it was the sandal, we will still use it shekvar nagu ha'am. The sandal, I believe it was a sandal tzad, that since the minig is like that, even Eliyahu HaNavi, who will come and say differently, the minig will override even that which Eliyahu HaNavi says keneged it. We can, yesh ladan, we can speculate what would be in a situation where we have a minig, which, let's give an example. For example, when it comes to the order of brachis, using this as a random example, so my impression is that most people will do, the order will be the mezainis, the hamoitzi, and the mezainis hagafen, ha'eitz, hadam, and shahakol, as being the order of brachas. Closely, more intimately in the halacha, we'll see that it's not so simple that the ha'eitz has preference over the hadam. According to the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, there is a shita like that, but it's the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to go that route as being a straight preference to ha'eitz over hadam. To give it to Kedima in order of brachis. But nonetheless, like I said, it's my impression that people will go always with the eitz before the Adama. Very possibly, the clarity of it, the fact that it's a little bit more streamlined, somehow created the minhag to go that way. Perhaps not necessarily based on a specific hachra, but simply the clarity of it. And again, this is speculative. I'm not saying necessarily that's the minhag, and is that the reason for the minhag at all? Just for the sake of our discussion, not the example. We're not coming to be machri on the specifics of the example. But suppose that would be the correct analysis of that particular example. So now we could clarify: does that give it a power in halacha? For someone who is more familiar with halacha and sees the intricacies and knows exactly when to apply, which one should go first, but the minhag, based on simply maybe a lack of clarity and looking for clarity, gave the ha'etz a consistent preference over the hadamah, Does that now have the same idea that we said before, where the minug, because of its strength of presence, is kaveh halacha, where even now the more learned person would follow minug and go with the eitz, with the, I believe, the shita of the bala itzer, the bahag, that eitz always goes first. That's something we'd have to be machria, again, where the whole reason for the minug is just based on some outside factor, will we say now that once it's present, the minug has the power to make that halacha even without a specific basis? And not being machria, this nidun, I'm just presenting the nidun. This that we said, that Torah loyba shamayim hi, and whichever side of Torah is more present in our world is going to be the kiveya. To contrast it to something else, we find a medrash that talks about when Shmuel, to anoint David to be the king, he came to Yishai and told him to bring all his sons with him, and he brought their 7 sons, and as Shmuel went down the line, it turned out that none of them was the one intended to become the king. And Shmuel inquired from Yishai as far as who's missing, and they seem to say no one's missing, and said, you know, there's someone out there in the field, I don't know if I should bring him. He told him, definitely bring him, and it turned out to be David, who destined to be the king. And what exactly was going on, why he wasn't brought in the first place? And there's a medrash that says a very interesting thing, that Yishai, we know there was a controversy regarding the lineage of Yishai of Rus, who was from Moab, and we know that it's Le'yovei B'Kal Hashem, Moab's not allowed to marry into Kal Hashem, and the question was, what about a woman from Moab, Moab this? And although Boaz had already paskened that Moab the V'loi Moab this, and Moab this is mutter to marry into Kal, he actually married Rus himself, but the matter wasn't completely resolved, and it was Yishai at one point became concerned there is a problem. He wanted to ensure that he would have one child that was definitely kosher. So what he did was he took a shivcha of his and he freed her al tanai. Tanai was that Yishai is into the kahal and she should remain a shivcha, and someone who's possible the kahal is mutter to a shivcha. However, if Yishai is kosher to the call, so then he's freeing her and he'll be mutter to her as a free woman. Yishai's wife was more confident in the halacha being Mayavi V'loya Mayavis, and the Shivcha went along with Yishai's wife, and ultimately when it came down to it, she switched places with Yishai's wife. When he was marrying the Shivcha, Yishai's original wife took that place. And David was born from that union. And Yishai, not being aware of it, assumed that David was a mamzer. David was born out of marriage. And as a result, he sent him away as being a mamzer. Now that Shmuel came and insisted that he bring him, Shmuel established clearly that David was in fact roi to be a melech, and David was actually Yishai's son. And the question is that Yishai as a father, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us the father has an amanus to say Beniza Mamzer, which in essence really means to say it's not my son and therefore it's a Mamzer, and has a real namanus. And there's a din, according to Rishonim, I believe the Ramban, there's a din of Chayzer Maga, can't retract it, almost like a power of an Aedus. And if Yishai had initially said Beniza Mamzer, and we know Terulai B'Shamayimi, how were you able to override that even with Shmuel being Moishechim to be a Melech? And I believe the answer would be, based on a Tesis in Yevamos on Peiches, bottom Tesis talks about where the Edom had been made, that someone died and then the fellow showed up. So Tesis asks, what do you mean? But there's 2 Edom that said he died, and how does it help that he came? So Taisa says something which is a gabe davar and nirvi yadu ala koil loy hayoymer rav al b'shnei edim loy teitze. In other words, where we see clearly, here he is, we see him and we recognize him. There's no makom for edus. Edus falls away. And could be in a similar way when we have a nevuah. In other words, teru loy b'shamayimi means to paskin halacha, like we explained earlier. There we go with the tzad that's stronger, that's more present in our world. Over here, it's an issue of clarifying a metzias, And if we have a nevuah telling us clearly this is his son, that's like the person showing up, and we see it clearly, there's no makom for edus, there's no makom for the nemanus of an av, of yakir, of a father, and therefore it won't affect, we'll go with Shmuel, and we irrelevant to the fact that Yishai had said beniza mamzer. It should be noted, however, that in the Mishnah in the end of Yevamis, on Daf Kuchav Beis, it talks about Mesiyin al Pibaskol. You could have a woman get remarried based on a baskol, saying that the husband died. That some of the mafarshim over there, the Tosfos and others, raise the problem that we hold that emashkichim bebaskol. That's actually referring to the sugi by Rabbi Eliezer, that we don't go with a baskol, loy b'shamayim hi, and we don't follow a baskol, and therefore we can't be kaveya that the woman could get remarried based on a baskol, and this would obviously be not like we were explaining by the sugi of Shmuel, by Yishai, by Yakir, where we're saying to establish a metzias, there's no concern of using nevuah, or obviously a baskel would be the same idea, but here we're seeing these mefarshim, and based on this they learn a different shot in that Mishnah, that they're applying the idea of a mashkichim v'baskel even to a case where it's just establishing a metzias. Nonetheless, it would seem from the medrash by Shmuel that it seemed to be a raya, not sure exactly how to be miyashiv, the other mefarshim, that b'makom where it's not establishing halacha, rather metzias, it would seem that we would be able to follow, at least in that case, the case of nevuah, it would work to establish a metzias.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.